This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Gordon Evans. Earth Day will be marked with a series of events this weekend in Bronson Park. It's the third straight year that organizers from the city, the Kalamazoo Nature Center, Western Michigan University, and others have presented the Earth Day Festival in downtown Kalamazoo. Western history professor David Banach says Earth Day comes at a time when warnings about the Earth's climate are dire.
The level of threat is just so intense. And the projections for what the planet's going to look like in just a couple decades are really scary. And they're just, the problems are so big. And to be perfectly honest, one person can't solve it. And we have to recognize that.
But Banach says it's important to do what we can and encourage others to practice sustainability. And Banach says policymakers need to know that they have to address issues of climate, clean air, and safe drinking water. The Earth Day Festival runs from noon until 5 o'clock on Saturday in Bronson Park.
What will people see in Bronson Park if they go there on Saturday, April 20th?
A lot. So we've been planning this for several months. This is the third year that this same group has put on the event, and this will be our biggest yet, it looks like. We have lots of music. We have a bunch of speakers. We've shortened the speaker time so we keep everybody's attention, keep the energy level up, and we have a really amazing level of community support. So we have over 70 different booths with vendors and exhibitors. Everything from activist groups to businesses and political figures and city information booths, everything that you can imagine.
What is the meaning of 101,000 acts of green?
That's something that I'm really proud of. In the past couple of years, when we started the Earth Day, it was let's get people's interest and get people hooked, get people to take part with a big festival. This year, we're really building off of that to make a bigger commitment. And 101,000 acts of green, we chose that number because there's 101,000 households in Kalamazoo County. And what we're looking for is between this Earth Day and Earth Day 2020 to have supported and promoted 101,000 acts of green. And that can be anything, any organized activity in sustainability or in support of environmental or conservation issues.
Banach says an act of green can be submitted online.
Yeah, so we're going to record all those so we have a record, and then we'll be able to promote what people have done. And we'll do our best to recognize the activities that people have put forward, and we'll help promote it. So if you've got something you want other people to be involved in, if you're part of a group that regularly does hiking activities or camping or whatever, put it on there and we'll help promote it and get some new people into your group.
Does Earth Day touch on policy and politics?
Yes. So one of the things that I think is really important is that we think of environmental or conservation issues as political, but not partisan. Because we have so many problems that we face right now with sustainability. And whether we like it or not, the solutions are political. Whether they're legislative or policy or whatever they might be, but it's not necessarily a Democrat or Republican issue. You know, if we look just at presidents and their involvement, you know, Theodore Roosevelt, Richard Nixon, between the two of them, are the most significant presidents in passing environmental laws. And they're both Republicans. So this doesn't need to be partisan.
So as you say, these 101,000 acts of green are supposed to happen between Earth Day 2019 and Earth Day 2020. Earth Day 2020 is a significant day. That'll be the 50th anniversary of the first Earth Day. One of the things you teach at Western Michigan University is about environmental history and the American environmental movement. How does Earth Day fit into that history?
Yeah, that's a great question, because Earth Day 1970 was the first Earth Day. And 1970, we often talk about it being the Green Decade. And it was called the Green Decade because it was the decade in which most really significant environmental legislation was passed. But it's also a decade where we saw essentially unqualified bipartisan support for environmental issues.
A unique day in American history is ending, a day set aside for a nationwide outpouring of mankind seeking its own survival. Earth Day.
Banach says Earth Day's roots are in the Midwest, and he says the region should be a leader on the issue.
Let's be pure Michigan. Let's protect our water. Let's protect our parks. Let's protect our public lands, because the Earth Day itself was started by Gaylord Nelson, who is a senator from Wisconsin, And then the very first Earth Day activity was a teach-in at the University of Michigan. So this has its roots in the Midwest, and we should be proud of that.
Has 49 years of Earth Day changed the way people view the environment and issues surrounding it, do you believe?
I believe Earth Day, it functions in waves. And you can actually see that just in the city of Kalamazoo. The current downtown Earth Day, we are coming into our third year. But it's not that there's never been a downtown Earth Day. There's been two or three incarnations earlier. They usually last for 4, 5, 6 years. The festival disappears for a few years, and then it comes back under some new leadership. And I think that the public interest in taking an active role in creating environmental solutions is similar. And I think we're at a point now where we have the PFAS situation in our drinking water, the lead in our drinking water, all the plastics in along the roadsides and in our water. We have the issue of fracking and what that's doing to our drinking water. And then on top of that, we have climate change and we have air pollution and we have all these other really serious problems that we face today. These aren't problems that are going to hit us in 10 years or 12 years or 20 years. These are problems we face today. And when you look at your drinking water, there's no partisanship about drinking water. Democrats, Republicans, or anybody needs to drink clean water. And so it's that kind of spur to action that I think has over the years created cycles of involvement. And Earth Day is a great way to energize and empower the public, the community, to come together and take action.
David Banach is a professor of history at Western Michigan University. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
David Banach highlighted climate change and environmental issues when he ran for Congress last year. But Banach says this year he is supporting State Representative John Hoadley's campaign for Congress for the seat currently held by Republican Fred Upton.
I don't have to run in 2020 because we have someone who's going to do it. And I'd rather not have to run because it's a lot of work.
We discuss more about Earth Day and David Banach's possible future in politics in WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple iTunes and Google. You can also listen through the WMUK app and our website, WMUK.org, where you can find links with more information about Saturday's Earth Day celebration in Bronson Park. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.